With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Huge day in American history. Vice President Kamala Harris will seek the Democratic nomination to replace President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In her first public statement since Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race, the vice president said she is honored to have the president's endorsement, and her intention is to earn and win this nomination. Harris described Biden's decision as a selfless and patriotic act, putting the American people and the country above everything else, she said. Former President Clinton also endorsed Harris. However, former President Obama did not. He said Democrats will be creating a process from which an outstanding nominee emerges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump says if he wins in November, he will undo all of President Biden's policies.
The Trump-Vance administration will begin rapidly reversing every single Biden-Harris disaster starting on day one. And when you vote for Biden, you're probably voting indirectly for Harris anyway, whether you like it.
Secret Service is now acknowledging that it denied some requests by the Trump campaign for more security at his events. After last week's attack, the agency denied reports that it had turned back Trump campaign requests for tighter security. But late Saturday night, the Secret Service's chief spokesman admitted that some of the requests had been denied. The latest development will likely be the topic of discussion at a House hearing. Later today, agency director Kimberly Cheadle will testify. A wildfire near South Lake City has forced residents to evacuate. The blaze on Encine Peak remains uncontained, with more than 100 firefighters working to protect nearby homes early today. Officials believe the fire was human-caused, and the hot, dry weather isn't helping. Three men have been killed, six others wounded in an early morning shootout during a gathering in Philadelphia. Police say 100 people were present at Carroll Park neighborhood. This is SRN News. A Democratic goes after two Supreme Court justices. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has filed impeachment articles against Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito. They are two of the more conservative members of the court and helped to reverse Roe v. Wade. The congresswoman claims the two justices are, quote, prone to corruption and must be removed. However, her impeachment effort has zero chance of being approved by the House of Representatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge's ruling will keep an abortion question on the South Dakota ballot in November. The judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by a pro-life group seeking to have it removed. The state is slated to be one of the least six will ask residents if they want to enshrine abortion in the state's constitution. So far, voters have supported the side favored by abortion advocates in each seven ballot measures decided since Roe v. Wade was overturned. This is SRN News. Coming down on timeshares, the United States has imposed sanctions on three Mexican accountants and four firms allegedly linked to a timeshare fraud ring run by the Jalisco New Generation drug cartel. Correspondent Jeremy House has more.
In addition, Treasury and the FBI have issued a notice to banks with a reminder to be vigilant in detecting and reporting timeshare fraud perpetrated by Mexico-based transnational criminal organizations. Timeshare fraud targeting Americans results in tens of millions of dollars in losses annually. In 2022, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center received over 600 complaints with losses of roughly $39.6 million from victims contacted by scammers regarding timeshares owned in Mexico. Jeremy House reporting.
More details online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.